driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show and bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9, nonstop on Star 94.1.
That's the red towel.
My first question, and Savannah, our intern Savannah, is joining us as well because she's a huge Bachelorette fan. My first question, why isn't this over yet? I feel like this has been going on for
a while. We're almost there. Savannah was crying. Tell them why.
I was not.
Why did you cry?
I feel very passionately about the fact that Dean should have stayed and Eric should have gone home.
Yeah.
End
yeah,
of story, period.
Let's see. Okay.
Which one is Dean?
Dean is the cute one. Babyface.
Oh, okay, got it.
See, Babyface had to get it. His father was weird. Come on, man.
But that wasn't his fault. He looked so embarrassed.
Play the clip. Anybody is playing a gong.
Okay. Here we go.
I played the gong. It's kind of a neat thing. And the gong is an energetic cleaning. It's a wonderful sound. And so I'd like to share that with you. And I'd like everybody's head pointed that way to the gong. So this is quite different of an experience. But enjoy it. Just kind of let yourself go. And
then he just hits.
Yeah.
We were supposed to smoke first, I think.
So he says he plays the gong?
Yeah, he's real spiritual. What him do is he unplugged from the whole Matrix, so he was real earthy, crunchy.
Got it, okay.
And, you know, he just come in. His voice was irritating me, so it was just like, all right, I get it. But he did tell her that my father's done. Like, he's baked, gone. My mom died, so he's crazy and it's weird and it'll talk.
And he hadn't talked to him in like 2 years. So this was his first time. I think this was the first time that the whole family had been together in years. Yeah. So it was obviously.
So he was going back to his hometown going, my dad, we could be visiting him in a house or he may have moved into a cave in the woods nearby.
Yeah, don't worry about these goats. Yeah, he was just like, we had a nice little hookup, you know, a nice little garb and everything. I'm sure that there was some habituants in that house somewhere, but it was cool. It was all right, but I wouldn't have got, I think that she didn't really want to deal with that. You know what I mean? You just don't want to deal with people's family drama. And Eric, you said Eric should have went. Eric's family is drug dealers. You know what I mean? It's like, he said it. He said it like 4 or 5 times. He was like, yo, we did really good in the streets.
Wait, what do you mean?
You
know, I did not catch that.
He's from Baltimore. Nothing about people from Baltimore. Y'all good people. But he said, that's where the show, the Wire is from. You crazy. Like, as soon as they said Baltimore, I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, that went right over my head.
Yeah, he said we did real good in the street. That's why he kept saying we didn't have a traditional family.
On. Savannah, where did you grow up?
Here.
Okay,
but
Alpharetta. Okay,
so Johns Creek. Right.
So you're talking to a white girl named Savannah from Alpharetta who hula hoops.
Oh right, fire
for fun. So you can't blame
her. Missed that. Yeah. See, I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts, though, but I pay attention to the signs.
So they were drug dealers.
It was like, yes, it wasn't like they were street. He put it like this. He put it lightly, street people. And I was like, okay, I got you, E. I got a couple of cousins that did some time, you know.
Maybe he was just selling socks and
supply
baggies.
Man, ain't nobody selling those socks that destroys a family.
Of Tide. Maybe Tide. Maybe somebody, street corner Tide Empire.
Man, look what I got rolled up right here. These are some knee highs.
Wait, never sold no OxyClean and went to jail for it. So that was so impressive about him making it out. She fell in love with, you made it out. Oh, and she's a lawyer. So she's like, you had all the odds against you and you made it. Oh, so that made her fall in love deeper. Then
Dean's gone. Eric's left. Who else is left?
Oh,
Peter and Brian.
Brian de Colombia.
He's my favorite.
Why do you like Brian? Him. Why? Because he's kissing her? Huh?
I like watching them together. It just, they're so cute and she seems so happy.
Yeah, his mother doesn't think so.
He's got some spice.
Yeah, his mother.
He's happy, I'm happy. If not, I'll kill you.
Oh, God.
There it is. I'll kill you. Whoopa! Kill you.
I'll kill you.
I mean, at least she's honest.
Hey, you know, she didn't even hesitate. She was like, I come in, sit down. I want to talk to you. So, why you? Oh my gosh, it's like Telemundo because it was kept. Why you? I don't know why he wants you. He dates girls all over Miami. He get on show, he pick you. Why? Why he loving you?
I love moms like that, though. Was she great?
Oh, she was just right in the face. She didn't even smile. She's like, I don't smile for TV. I want to know who this woman is. I was like, good Lord. But it was one of the most epic. I think the key to relationships is your family. when you find out how crazy that mom is or that dad, or you got a cousin that steals, and it just breaks it down like, okay, I can't.
I feel like your biggest beef with Brian is how much time she spends with him.
No, the watch bothered me. She bought him a watch last episode.
You're bothered by him because of how much she likes him.
Well, if she likes the dude, let everybody bounce. Let me get it. I'm a guy, okay? So dudes ain't going to hang around with other dudes like, yo, you see my watch? We were kissing again. We were in the hot tub. I hope you get a date.
Yeah.
It's like my dad, Tiger Woods drives my dad nuts. Because has nothing to do with his golf ability, but it has to do with the fact that if he's in a tournament, no matter how poorly he's doing, he could even be there, like, selling hot dogs. It doesn't matter. The cameras focus on him and the attention's on him.
Yeah.
And it's about how far he's fallen. My dad's like, let all the other guys shine.
I don't like that about LeBron, too. It's just like, there's another team. So, but, I mean.
How about that with Jeff Dollar with the sports analogy?
Boom. Yeah.
You see that? See that? Yeah, but I just think that until you find, like, my wife's family. I like half of them. You know what I mean? And I know to pick my poison. My mom and my wife don't get along that well. That's why we don't go to Massachusetts that much. But it's like, you know the gist. Till you meet that family, man, you don't know. Because most women are not going to come into a situation where they, you know, the family may be a drug dealer, or you get in the house, you got to smoke weed with the whole family. That may be something you don't want to do with your life.
Is Brian still your pick for number one?
Brian's still number one, dog. He's got a lot.
He's my pick.
So. Your pick? All right. And what's next week?
So next week is, I think she
Ooh,
takes...
Fantasy Suites.
Right.
Love this one.
Will you explain to Hank? This is his first season. Will you explain to Hank what the fantasy is?
They were trying to explain. My daughter was trying to explain the other day.
So there's three people left, and she spends an entire day with them. And then at the end, if the date goes well, she goes, do you want to spend the night in the fantasy suite with me? And then basically, like,
whatever happens.
They get to do whatever they want, and the cameras go away for the night. But she spends, like, most of the time they spend the night with all of them. So
shut up.
Yeah, and then they don't see each other again until the rose ceremony.
Next the girl. Next thing, Rachel.
Drama. Rachel.
What happens if my fantasy suite would basically involve Antico pizza and
who you talking and
mac and cheese with hot dogs in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gio's chicken. I would have Gio's chicken, and you could leave, lady. I don't even need you here.
Yeah.
My fantasy suite is the Krispy Kreme with the hot donuts. Now.
We're staying here all night, girl.
Like, you keep your clothes on. Nothing's going down. I'm eating. Okay.
Thanks,
off
Hank.
Camera.
Thank you for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. Tell people how to follow you.
Go to Hank Denson everything. Hank Denson Comedy, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. All of it's the same. My mother loves me. DNN, SON, something like that. I don't know. Just put it in. You'll see my face. Okay.
Appreciate you, Hank. Thank you.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search *941 Atlanta.